This morning we have the reaction of a Barbadian economist to the latest assessment of the performance of the economy by the Central Bank of Barbados. That economist is Carlos Fort, who is based in Canada.
Last week's Central Bank report on the performance of the Barbados economy during the first 6 months of this year revealed that the economy is still in recession and unemployment remains high at 10.1%. Though significant progress has been made during the past year in improving the government's financial position and repairing Barbados's debt profile, there is still a lot of heavy lifting to be done. Despite the efforts of the Motley administration, the Barbados economy is still stuck in neutral, that is to say, no growth. The central bank wrongly declared that the economy registered steady progress. The success in achieving significant progress in fiscal consolidation and meeting IMF targets should not be conflated or mistaken for notable economic progress. Neither should restoration of the foreign reserves to acceptable levels of above 12 weeks of import cover. It's not that these milestones aren't important, they are, but they should not be overstated. Barbados cannot progress without meaningful, sustainable economic growth. According to the central bank, the economy has so far this year contracted by 0.2%. Unemployment and prices are still rising as Barbadians continue to bear the brunt of high taxation, debt restructuring, and public sector layoffs. Tourism is the only sector that is performing, but not significantly enough to offset the contraction in the other major sectors and the lost economic activity and foreign exchange earnings of the smaller footprint of the international business sector. Moreover, Barbados is still finding it difficult to attract the levels of domestic and foreign direct investment that is needed to propel economic growth, at least $500 million per annum. It is also important to note that most of the government's expenditure cuts to meet its fiscal targets, about 80%, is attributable to the restructuring of the domestic debt. This is the major difference between the austerity of the Stewart administration and the austerity of the Motley administration. So far, neither government has been able to achieve sustainable economic growth and development. Though it is still early days for the Motley administration, I think that it is important to note that where the economic and living conditions of Barbadians are concerned, so far there is no difference in the policy efficacy of both administrations. Could it be that despite the economic stabilization that the Motley administration has achieved, the outstanding debt restructuring of the foreign debt is adversely impacting on Barbados's attractiveness as a destination for foreign direct investment? After all, despite the rating upgrades of the domestic debt, the foreign debt ratings remain abysmal. The importance of concluding the foreign debt restructuring should not be understated. The ratings of the foreign debt have a material impact on the investment decision of Barbados's prospective foreign investors. Those ratings impact on the cost of capital and financial returns matrix. The central bank suggested in their report that investor confidence is returning, but there is no tangible evidence of that. Investment has not yet improved, and the economy is still in recession. With the global economy slowing and the very real prospect of a global recession within the next 24 months, Barbados must make hay while the sun is still shining. The excessive talk of debt and deficit is cold comfort for Barbadians who are so desperately desirous of jobs and growth.
Economist Carlos Fort with a comment from Canada.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know you can buy insurance in Barbados when you travel overseas that provides flexible health insurance and allows you to receive medical treatment in the country of your choice? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks. Worldwide, mobile, all-inclusive. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.